This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There have been varying interpretations of the Constitution's Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. Does it apply only to state militias, or also to individuals? Attorney General John Ashcroft has weighed in on the side of gun ownership as an individual right. Some Washington, D.C. residents are testing that interpretation by suing to overturn the district's ban on handgun ownership. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Tom Palmer is a 46-year-old researcher at a Washington, D.C. think tank. Palmer is gay and has experienced firsthand the threat of violence.
Well, it was some years ago, and I was walking with a colleague through a neighborhood, I guess kind of a rough neighborhood, and heard, "Hey, faggot, get out of our neighborhood." And that was followed by a series of death threats, and about 19 young men got up to follow us and told us they were going to kill us, that they'd never find the bodies.
Palmer survived, he says, because he was carrying a 9mm pistol and scared away his would-be attackers. The incident occurred before Palmer moved to Washington, where it is illegal to possess a handgun, much less carry one in public. Palmer is a plaintiff in a soon-to-be-filed civil lawsuit aimed at overturning D.C.'s ban on handgun ownership, one of the nation's strictest. It's been upheld by D.C. courts, but Ashcroft's interpretation of the Second Amendment puts the Justice Department, which is responsible for prosecuting criminal cases in Washington, in a tough spot. Matthew Nosenchuk is litigation director for the Violence Policy Center, which advocates for gun control. He says Ashcroft's views have cast doubt on gun laws across the nation.
Well, it puts prosecutors in an extremely awkward position, because what John Ashcroft has done is he's given criminal defendants spaghetti to throw against the wall, and you know, some of it eventually somewhere is going to stick. There's no question in my mind that they will find some judge somewhere who will buy into this.
Ashcroft staked out his position on the Second Amendment in a letter to the NRA last year, in which he stated, quote, "The text and the original intent of the Second Amendment clearly protect the right of individuals to keep and bear firearms." That stands in contrast to the position taken by most attorneys general and the courts since the Supreme Court last ruled on the issue some six decades ago. In a recent interview with NPR, Ashcroft said gun crimes will be prosecuted.
We believe that every gun law enacted by the United States Congress, signed by the President, is properly prosecuted under the Constitution, and that each of those laws respects the Constitution. And so we will prosecute and prosecute intensely and vigorously those individuals who commit gun crimes.
Robert Levy, a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, supports the view that the Second Amendment allows for an individual right to bear arms. Ashcroft, he argues, is trying to have it both ways, supporting an individual's right to own guns while also vowing to prosecute gun law violations.
The Justice Department is going to have to get off the fence on this issue. And if it's playing politics, it's going to have to finally let us all know which side of the fence it's going to be standing on.
Hundreds of criminal defendants have raised Ashcroft's remarks about an individual right to bear arms in their efforts to have their charges dismissed. Julia Layton is the general counsel of the D.C. Public Defender's Office.
The current state of the law is such that essentially a defense attorney would be derelict not to be filing such a motion. So I suspect in most cases where any of the district's gun statutes is the basis for prosecution, there is a motion to dismiss.
So far, none of the challenges have succeeded. Federal courts have drawn conflicting conclusions as to whether the Second Amendment allows an individual right to gun ownership. Last summer, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in a Texas case there was an individual right, but that view is the exception. Earlier this month, the Ninth Circuit ruled in upholding California's assault weapons ban that the Second Amendment applied only to militias, a view generally shared by other courts. Washington attorney Robert Levy is now preparing the civil challenge to Washington's gun laws using what he calls sympathetic plaintiffs, not people with criminal records, but ordinary citizens who are prohibited from possessing a gun in Washington. Among them is Joseph Sweeney, a 37-year-old assistant general counsel at the CIA.
It's just, as I see it, a basic right, and I guess it angers me that the district has taken that right away, because I don't think the government should have the right to take that right away from you. If you want to have a gun in your home, in our country, you shouldn't be a criminal if you want to have a gun in your home.
The suit is expected to be filed in the next month or so. No matter which side prevails initially, the case will likely be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court, leaving it to the justices to settle once again the question of just who has the right to keep and bear arms. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.